The Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents the first in a new series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here's your commentator and host, well-known jazz critic and composer, contributor to Esquire, Metronome, and other magazines, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations, friends. This is your host, Leonard Feather, inviting you to join our ringside table at Jazz Club USA. In these highlights from the Treasury of Jazz, you're going to hear every kind of music that's identified by the word jazz. And that includes Dixieland, swing, boogie-woogie, bebop, and whatever else comes along. Here and there, we'll tell you the story about the men who make this music. And as an extra feature, you're going to hear jazz as it's being performed in the nightclubs, the theaters, hotels throughout the United States, wherever jazz is played. So it won't be just recordings, but also on-the-spot performances of jazz at its best. To start off our first show in a swinging mood, let's play a number recorded during a broadcast when Count Basie joined forces with the Benny Goodman Orchestra for a number entitled Mad Boogie. Next, we bring you our exclusive preview of the week, a record that hasn't yet been released. A few weeks ago, Duke Ellington made some records featuring a new singer. The recording session finished 20 minutes early, and Duke decided to make use of the extra 20 minutes of studio time. Well, during that time, he and his arranging partner, Billy Strayhorn, recorded four completely ad-lib piano duets. And here is one of them, a famous Ellington hit, The Sea Jam Blues. Thank you. That was the Sea Jam Blues, the latest one, with Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn at the pianos. You know, some of the top American jazz stars have been experimenting lately with the idea of recording a jazz performance with a background of strings and woodwinds. The latest soloist to try this idea, and very successfully, I think, is Dizzy Gillespie. You'll hear Dizzy's trumpet and his vocal in this very unusual arrangement written by Johnny Richards, of the traditional spiritual number, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Playing the wrong record? No, it really is Dizzy Gillespie, but this time he has a background of 10 strings, no saxes or trumpets, 4 woodwinds, rhythm, and conga drums.
Thank you. Cannot for to carry me home.
Nights ago, we took the Voice of America microphone down to a famous home of jazz in New York's Greenwich Village. The place is called Cafe Society. It's a small, intimate nightclub where such great stars as Teddy Wilson, Mead Lux Lewis, Billie Holiday, and many others made musical history a few years ago. But when we recorded down there recently, the orchestra was led by a great veteran of jazz, a trumpeter, Phil Napoleon, and here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cafe Society. Downtown, it's showtime. We'd like to start. My name, by the way, is Phil Napoleon. The band, the Memphis Five. We'd like to start with an old Dixieland favorite, and I hope you like Marlinburg Joyce.
I can see that the drummer, Tony Spargo, is about to take a solo on the kazoo. That's really not a musical instrument, but a sort of modern version of the old comb and paper idea that children like to play with.
now, ladies and gentlemen, Cafe Society downtown, here in the heart of Greenwich Village in New York City, at 2 Sheridan Square, proudly presents what we think is one of the finest little gal singers we've heard in a long time. I'm sure you're going to like. And let's welcome Miss Ruth Krauss. Downtown here in New York City is so proud to present what we think is one of the greatest groups of the kind in the country today. I'm sure you'll agree, as you hear that man play that piano, that one and only Errol Garner.
I'd like to point out for you listeners that this is actually the Errol Garner Trio, the other two members being John Simmons on bass and Shadow Wilson on drums, and they're playing Lover. Garner Trio playing Lover, recorded during the visit of Jazz Club USA to Cafe Society. And now Phil Napoleon's group returns to play a number that was originated and popularized by the old Bob Crosby band, a famous Dixieland special called South Rampart Street Parade.
Thank you.
now it looks as though we will have to close the doors on our first edition of Jazz Club USA. But next week at the same time, we'll be bringing you some more new music, including another preview of an unreleased record, as well as some great in-person performances from one of the leading New York jazz clubs. And until then, may we remind you that if there's any particular artist you'd like to hear on Jazz Club USA, any questions you want to ask about the American musical scene, just drop us a line. Write to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. This is your host, Leonard Feather, bidding you the best of tempos until next week.